Actually, I know there are a lot of you here today. This is a good day to pat yourself on the back for all your loving acts. And it's a good day to do a little something special even for yourself, to appreciate your own loving and caring heart. Today, as we are remembering all the people who have taken good care of us, it's important to know that for some people, Mother's Day is a very sad time. Maybe they have lost their mothers. Maybe they never really knew their mothers. Some mothers today are also sad because they've lost a child. And that is definitely one of the saddest things that can happen in anyone's life, no matter what the age of the child might be. Sometimes people can be sad too when they wanted to have a child and didn't get the chance. And others who really do not want to have their own children sometimes feel sad because other people don't understand and respect their decision and keep telling them that they should change their mind. So as you can see, Mother's Day can mean a lot of different things to different people, but what is really the most important part of Mother's Day is to celebrate how important it is for all of us to both give and receive deep caring. We all need to be taken care of, and we all need to help take care of others. And Mother's Day is about saying thank you. A big thank you for all the little and big things that our mothers have done for us and to all the other important people who have taken the best care of us. So before today is over, you have an assignment. You are to tell the people who have taken good care of you, thank you. And if you are one of the people who do a lot of taking care of other people, be sure to stop and give yourself a big pat on the back, appreciating just how loving and taking care of other people can be really hard work sometimes. And even though you probably don't get paid for it, it is worth more than anything else in life. We will now gratefully receive an offering to support the work of this congregation within and beyond our walls.